Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Good morning. A horse's neigh is just his way of saying, how are you? A lion growls hello, and owls ask why, and where, and who. May I suggest you get undressed and show them your wazoo? Oh, the animals, let's talk dirty to the animals. Fuck you, Mr. Bunny, eat shit, Mr. Bear. If they don't love it, they can shove it. Frankly, I don't care. Oh, the animals, let's talk dirty to the animals of yours. Mr. Hippo, piss off, Mr. Fox.
Thank you.
stand by that badass statement. Absolutely. Well, good evening, Lee. I will explain. Part of everybody else knew each other. I don't know anybody there. I had a good time. I was ready to go. Because I wanted to be on Possum Hour. Not live from the Sea of Tranquility. What's going on that week? All right. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour here on New Year's Eve, man. New Year's fucking Eve, man. Tired. This is a weird, I don't even know what fucking day it is, to be honest. I hope you all had a great weekend. That's right, it doesn't even seem like Monday to me. Seems like maybe Saturday. I don't know. May your week ahead be full of promise, and may Possum Hour, well, no, may your entire year ahead be full of promise. And if you play your cards right, Possum Hour will set you on that path. Okay, you follow me? Now, tonight's captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of new pork chop Doritos, and the end of the world commemorative plates. Get yours now. We at Possum Hour thank them again. Thursday, Gumby's thanks. Could be a Thursday. Definitely not a Wednesday. We at Possum Hour thank them again. Blaggity blog. Now, underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by a bunch of guys in, what do you call, raincoats that hang out in the alley behind the studio. I don't know what they want. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday's Possum Hour did the Mauser. He ain't been on for a little bit, but Ben Grimm comes in here in the middle of the week sometime and does his thing. Summer time. And then Friday, it's Friday night, motherfucking Possum, with your motherfucking host, motherfucking me, and my pal, motherfucking Gumby. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. Let me see if I can recall that number. What could it be? What could it be?
Remember, the number to call is BR549.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
From his own personal archives comes the memory-stirring treasury of one of the most loved band leaders of all time, Guy Lombardo. Relive 50 golden years. The legendary Guy Lombardo, his 50th anniversary album, In Loving Memory. Fondest memories come alive. Roll back the years with a magical sound that has never been duplicated. Anniversary collection is only $6.98. Total tape treasury only $8.98. Not sold in any store at any price. To get this fabulous collector's treasury, be sure to act now.
There'll never be another Guy. Mail $6.98 for album, $8.98 for tape to Guy Lombardo, Box 6779, Cleveland, Ohio. You get the best from Guy's 50 fabulous years. So you don't forget, mail before midnight tomorrow. $6.98 for record, $8.98 for tape to Guy Lombardo. Box 6779, Cleveland, Ohio, 44101.
Oh, well, finally, there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hey, Sarah Coventry, what brings you to Possum Hour tonight?
I have a limerick for you.
Great. Let's hear your limerick.
Okay. Here is the limerick. Now, next thing I say will be the limerick.
Comedy.
There once was a fellow, McSweeney, who spilled some gin on his weenie just to be cool. He had it removed and slipped his girlfriend a martini. go fuck yourself.
The snow is snowing and the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? For I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. Oh, what do I care if icicles form? Oh, I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? Oh, I've got my love to keep me warm. The snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? Oh, I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a worse December. Just watch those icicles form. What do I care if icicles form? Ho, 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 I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? Oh, I've got my love to keep me warm.
Indeed. We got a be a Gumby on here somewhere.
You possum puss. Get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor. Beauty, man. Deserving.
A lot of Gumby love.
Well deserved, sir. All righty.
Blushing over here.
Man, I caught Wikipedia with its pants down just now. I was going to brag I always drive through the Mills Brothers hometown on my way to this one gig every year. And I see the plaque. And I can't remember the name of the town. I said, oh, Wikipedia. They said they're born in Piqua. No! They probably moved to Piqua, but that ain't Piqua. Piqua's over there. There's another town.
What the fuck is Piqua?
Piqua. Jeez, you don't want to know about Piqua.
I know.
North of Dayton. You're starting to get into the hinterlands there, you know. Might as well be Indiana or somewhere. Crazy town. Yeah. Well, they all wear them red hats with the letters on them. Put it that way.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you. All right. Oh, man. Had great food the last two nights in a row. Ugh. I mean, like, good
food. Just to get your diet?
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
You going to do some extra walks? Steps, whatever you call it?
I can do steps for next 3 days, three or 4 days, I think, weather-wise. But, man, it, last night was, the guy comes walking up with a plate of food, fish, and some kind of beef, and potatoes, and asparagus, you know. He says, hey, here, we don't let anybody go without eating. I said, I like this place. So,
I like some kind of beef. What the hell?
Yeah, I wasn't too sure about that. There's some kind of beef on there. I don't know. It didn't seem like prime. I mean, it kind of tastes like prime rib. I don't know. It was good. It was good stuff. But and that was a fun night, man. I ended up, you know, kicking ass there. And then, but that was weird. It was a Sunday night. That's why my days are off. I never have gigs like that on a Sunday night. That's a Saturday night gig.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I believe you do. That's like that new thing with the news guys. I noticed that when the talking heads want to start a paragraph, they'll start out with, I mean, they say, I mean, before they start talking. Like, you just say it. We know you mean what you're saying, or why the fuck would you say it? But they it's just an extraneous bad habit that a lot of people on television have. And
shit.
Once you start listening for it, it drives you fucking crazy if you're watching those shows. It should make it into a drinking game, man. You know? Be good. Oh, I had a you know in there. Extraneous you know.
On me TV, they have a New Jersey news where they cut in. They probably got it there for you, you know. You ever have those quick news segments at me TV? I'm sure it's not Jersey, but I mean locally.
No, we don't get. You mean like the local cut in? Oh
yeah,
I know. Yeah, okay, yeah, we get those. Sure. For Channel 4 cuts
black
in.
Black guy and this pretty good looking woman. And whenever the one is reading the news, the other one is sincerely nodding the head like yes. Yes.
Oh, I know that one.
And
then when it's really
like
bad
say,
news, they shake the head,
and
they're, like, bummed out. Yeah, it's stupid.
Like, what are you nodding your head for? This guy's talking about somebody who was shy, you know? Well, why the fuck are you nodding your head? Like, yeah.
Because she's showing her concern, man.
Oh, is that what it is?
Fucking concern, baby. Yeah, that, oh, that bugs me too. And I, the other one, when they're interviewing someone and they'll cut back to the interviewer and they're nodding their head while the interviewee is talking.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking get the camera. Shut the fuck up. I like interviews where they don't put their mug on there. Yeah, just the dude in the chair.
What the fuck they look like.
Yeah, fuck you and your pathos, man, and your empathy for the... I guess we're boring these
guys. We have to hear your questions.
It's true. We're watching Talking Heads, man. It's bad enough as it is. All right, we'll blow something up. My God, we're burning daylight, kids. I don't even remember what... Ford Prefect, you better wake up for this, bub. This was yours, man. Blah, 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 blah. What the fuck was it? I'm on it. All right, here we go. It's called Hard to Face Reality. It's one of them songs like that we do, like when I come back with my gym crack full of water. Hippity hoppity. What do you call? Who's doing this? Pooh Bear.
Okay.
Pooh Bear's the main guy.
Oh, it's another feature in?
Yes, Pooh Bear. Pooh Bear's the main cat on this joint.
Okay.
And then he's backed up featuring Justin Bieber. Yeah, the Biebs.
Okay, all right, the Biebs. Okay.
The Biebs. And
right.
Get this.
We have Pooh Bear and the Bieber.
Hey, man, get ready. I mean, you know, be prepared. Jay...
Yeah.
Electronica. J Electronica. Come on.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This sounds wonderful.
Are we going to blow this the fuck up or what? Hard to face reality. Well, I think Pooh Bear, Bieber, J Electronica are about to face reality.
Knickknacks.
Sometimes it's hard to face reality. Even though you might get mad at me. Sometimes it's hard to face reality. Had the opportunity to stay away for the last time. Trying to present your feelings. You're
right here. Fuck my
feelings.
Never hold your breath while using scuba underwater. It doesn't save any air, and it could cause you to hold your breath forever.
Thank you.
Winter Woogie, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
That was a jam.
Awesome. That's the best cover of Jingle Bells.
Ever. Without a doubt.
I'm going out on a limb, and I'm going to say that was the greatest version of Bells ever done on Earth.
Better than in heaven. Dogs?
We blew that one up a couple years back. I do recall.
Horrible piece of shit that was.
I am in the 90 percentile positivity rate that it's Urbana that is the actual hometown of the Mills Brothers.
All right. And I believe
as
you.
As I recollect, the next town, which is Westville, which is, don't blink, you'll miss Westville. They don't even have a Mickey D's in Westville, man. That's there's like a little antique store, a couple of houses, and a church. That's about it.
And Tumbleweed.
And that's the home of Harvey Haddix.
Not Harvey
Harvey Haddix holds a claim to fame. He's the only man to ever pitch 12 innings of perfect baseball.
Oh, ain't that something?
And he lost the game. He lost the game in the 13th. It was a 0-0 game. And, yeah. So, kind of an ignoramus. I don't know. Whatever the fuck. I can't. What I realized after when I grew up and got older and started listening to what I was saying, I realized I'm not nearly as smart as I thought. much higher opinion of myself when I was younger. And now I realize my limitations.
Even it's the Dunning-Kruger.
Yeah, yeah.
You're hip to your Dunning-Kruger. Okay.
I got woke, I guess, as they would say. Speaking about getting woke, last night on the way to that gig, it was way out in bunfuckety fuck, man. It was at this, there's Ted. He's on cue. But some more jangle. Way out in bungity fuck at this, I don't know what they, horse ranch or something. And big hall, beautiful place. They got this sign that says, you know, like it has a weird, it had a really weird shape for the, like, you know how they have the road signs that show you the shape of the road coming up, and there might be a speed suggestion underneath. They had like this like two right angles, you know, like a up, over, up, you know. And I mean right angles, not curvy. And it said like 10 mile an hour. And I'm coming up to it. Might have said 15. But anyway, I hit that thing going way too fast, man. I thought I was going to buy it right there, man.
Oh, shit.
Hitting the brake. Man. Dashed on his way to Midcat. It sure as fuck did. I respected that turn on the way back, man. Well, here comes that motherfucker. Oh, jeez, I almost went in a ditch. That'd have been fun. Yikes. Yeah. Be careful out there, kids. You know, you lose your concentration for 2 seconds. And, yeah. Whole evening shot. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I had a gym crack on me. So if I was conscious, I could call for help. Help me, hit me. I just don't, you know, you gotta fucking get a truck out there at that hour and out in bungity fuck. Come on, man. Hey, we don't need those probs. Get on with saying their names. We're saying their names. It's the possum. Look at that. We're burning daylight again. Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
Would not be a show without Dr. Cake. And let me be the first to say to you, Dr. Cake. Well, probably not the first, but Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dr. Cake.
Let me show without Dr. Cake. And there's Ford Prefect who has checked out of reality. finally, I was waiting for you. We've been waiting for you over here, babe. Anyway, do the swim. And may I be the first to say to you, Happy New Year.
Thanks for Pooh Bear.
For Banna. Okay, but there's no connection. There's famous Mills family there. There was. Man, I'm telling you what, Ford, they got a sign up in that. When you drive through Urbana, it says home of the Mills Brothers. I shit you not. I shit you not. But, you
know. Whole town's lying.
The whole town. It's a whole lion town. Man. Yeah. But I guarantee you Westville is the home of Harvey Addicks. That one I'm dead sure of. I'm dead sure.
And no one's going to debate you on that one. All right.
And I think the run was scored because it could have been worse, but one guy passed the other guy up on the base pad, so it was only a 1-0 loss, but it should have been like a 3-4-0 loss. Not a good ending for Harvey.
No.
But a nice fellow. Well, thank you for coming, Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for doing research on the Mills Brothers. I don't know where you'd find that. I mean, I'm going to have to drive up there again, man. Whatever that is. Route 27, 36. Hike. Well, there's Maggie Z.
Look at the Haddock.
Maggie C is so great.
Isn't she, though?
I think she lost her gym crack, she said.
Oh.
That would be fucked up, man.
And a dick.
Yeah, especially after you lose your gym crack, then you fall in the ditch. Then you're really fucking up. You know, it's lights out for fun after that.
Indeed, sir.
I may be the first to wish you, Maggie C, a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Maggie C.
Happy New Year. So let's see, we've wished Happy New Year to Dr. Cake, Ford Prefect, Maggie C, and now finally, Professor R.J. Gumby, Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Ladies and germs, I'd like everybody to join me in wishing Professor Gumby Happy New Year.
So kind.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge.
And Happy New Year, Commodore Dagger.
As the Beaver.
I want to drink with you and receive a stomach pumping on New Year's Eve. I will puke on you again. I will puke on you again. Burning my blood. The toilet bowl is cold and white. Now someone tell 95 time to leave. Calendar changes on New Year's Eve. On New Year's Eve.
too. Nothing personal. I don't hate you too.
Fuck.
Hate you too.
Fuck them.
Group, the singing group, you too. Fuck them. I don't like them. They make my ears hurt.
Did they do that parody on themselves, or was that somebody else? Or
it sounds. No, I don't think they did. That fucking sounds like them, though. I'll tell you what. That's a pretty darn good imitation, I tell ye.
You got that right.
All right, now.
So Dr. Hook is out of the office. Ray Sawyer is dead at 81.
Get the fuck out.
I'm surprised.
Anybody have him in the pool?
I didn't know he was that old. Fuck.
Anybody have him in the pool? I got the pool up.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Nope. Dr. Hook. I see a couple, though, that got. And we didn't really even mention them. Do a review of the dead possum pool. Maybe this will be the last one. I don't know if anybody's going to be into doing it again, man.
Yeah, what do you say? Too much work. Keep the page
going. Put it to bed. Yeah, it is kind of fun to put the dead people up there. It's so fun.
Yeah, but the pool itself.
What a bunch of laughs that is, man. Having an obituary page. Celebrity obituary. Jeez. Stan Lee was got. Apple Cheeks had the berry thing. That didn't work out so good. I love her. Barry Livingston, Ernie, my three sons, Barry Manilow, Barry Williams, Greg from Brady Bunch, Barry Bostwick, and Barry Gibb, last of the Bee Gees. She's adorable. Dr. Cake, No Joy. Getting 4USA, nada. I, Scott Game. Nothing. Magic Now. That's formerly known as Magic C. She got Neil Simon. Oh, Neil Simon, double down. She got double points for Neil Simon.
Oh, yeah.
She might be in the lead. Probably in the lead with that one. Because he wasn't. He was only like maybe 90, right?
Yeah. Oh, only.
But Stan Lee was like fucking 94 or 5, so.
Cartoonist to live forever.
All right. None of these guys died for other people's eyes. Gumby. Did Wallace Shawn die?
No.
I've been thinking he was dead for years, though.
Nah, he's still with us.
You didn't get your Olsen twins.
So is Johnny Depp.
Zoo shit out of. Oh, he got John McCain. You never know. That could win the thing. Me, Fetty Wap made it through the year. That son of a bitch.
That would have kicked ass the Olsen twins.
Daddy G struck out. I wouldn't mind scoring with the Olsen twins. Fort Prefect, swing and a miss. Murph, nailed Aretha Franklin. Wonder how it was for her.
Oh.
Yeah. G.T. Trenton comes up completely dry. So it's going to be a close one. And since I haven't handed out awards in the past, I wouldn't look for one and be waiting by the mailbox anytime soon. So there you have it, ladies and germs.
There you go.
The dead possum pool. All right.
I
and in the interest, what's he? What did he have?
Aretha Franklin one.
Oh, Aretha Franklin? I don't know, man. Double points on...
McCain, you've seen that. Oh, yeah, that's right, with the Magic C one.
Yeah, I think Magic C might got that.
Yeah.
Doc Simon. Let's see. Well, I'll tell you right now. How old is Doc Simon? Neil Simon.
Do the math, Commodore. Do the math.
All right. Neil Simon lived to be the ripe old fucking age of... They don't say his age. Say how old he was, man. 91. Okay. So that means she got double points. That's 16 or 18, something like that. So, anywho, there's the length and the breadth. Let's just give it to Maggie C. You want to just give it to Maggie C?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody? Everybody good with that?
Yes. Year supply.
Year supply to our very own Maggie C, the winner. A new champion in the 2018 Dead
and the last
awesome champion. Awesome pool. Awesome.
Speech.
Okay. Well, speech. Yeah, baby. Tell it to me. And make sure you say my name.
I dig
you. You know what I feel like doing?
What's that?
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. In the interest of fair play, over the last couple of months, I think we're ahead like 10 minutes. You know, I've been having these 4-minute, 3 minutes, and 5-minute, 3 minutes. So, I'm going to pass the savings along to you, a loyal listener. The year-end clearance, I'm going to give you a minute and a half back. No charge, no extra fee. Pay shipping and handling. So,
take your time in bed.
You get it all.
You get the white star early.
You get it all. All right. Man. GTO is here. Right in time for the 3 minutes.
Hey.
GTO. Fucking A. Oh, yeah. I saw his number pop up on the thingy for a minute there. Like a second, and then it went away for it. All right, 3 minutes, you'll never get back. Or a minute and a half.
I'm not under investigation. Am I under investigation? I'm not under investigation. Not under investigation.
Prostitution.
I'm not under investigation. Not under investigation. I'm not under investigation.
Wait a minute, Anderson.
You brought it up again.
Mean and nasty. Grab him by the pussy.
Fire and fury. Trump and the bully.
Neo-Nazis. Grab him by the pussy. Robert E. Lee.
Crooked Hillary.
Mean and nasty. Grab him by the pussy.
Robert E. Lee.
Take a look at Benghazi.
Demented, safe individuals.
You're dishonest people.
Demented, safe individuals.
Your organization's terrible.
Demented, safe individuals.
I don't think you're president.
Demented, sick individuals.
Again, 1.5 million people.
And violence on many sides.
On many sides.
But it's a lie.
And violence on many sides.
On many sides.
Bad kind of a guy.
And violence on many sides.
On many sides.
I'm having a good time.
And violence on many sides.
The old slap game charging at us.
You are fake news.
No, not you.
I'm not finished, fake news.
You are fake news.
She's asking a question, don't be rude.
You are fake news.
No, not you.
Hey, fake reporting.
You are fake news.
Rants and raves.
Stop him.
Big phony tip.
I'm amazed by
that son of a bitch.
Stop him.
Believe it.
Obviously I'm being sarcastic.
Like a bitch.
Sunday church room.
I'm like a smart person.
The least racist.
I'm a Sunday church person.
Like a smart person.
I am Christian.
I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you, you're dishonest people.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
Adam Holman.
No.
Okay, good. I had to go get Ted there. Alrighty. Now we're back in the studio, gang. Don't worry. Everything's under control.
Hot damn.
Right here on Possumhour. Okay, so we're going to ring in the new year for the East Coast
ring
Cats,
in.
Of which I think you and I, Gumby, are the only ones rearing their ugly heads in the live feed. GT's Central Time, I think. He's across the border there in Indiana.
My brother sent me a message telling me that 2019 is okay so far. So there you have it.
Oh, that's right, because the Far East is the first ones to hit.
Yeah, he had it for about 12 hours. Mortal.
Yeah, the other side of the international dateline, eh?
Yeah.
So he's been basking in 2019 like he's some kind of big shot, eh? Is that what the story is?
I called him New Year's Eve, the year 2000, just to find out if the world was okay.
He
and the family got stuck in an elevator.
No way.
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve.
On 2000, Y2K.
Y2K. Holy
so
fuck.
They had a little panic there.
Wow. Out of shit, man. Because I was like a little spooked by that, you know? The computers at that time would reset their dates to, 1980 or something like that.
Yeah.
Automatically. Anyway, Ford called the international dateline, but he couldn't get a date. Hey!
Hello.
Tip the waitress. Try to veal. Maybe it was veal. Anyway, the mystery meat.
Some kind of veal.
All right. This is Ford's nomination for the headline of the year.
All right.
I think we did this story. The Flat Earth Man that launched the rocket into the lands would have thought. Yeah. Steam-powered rocket. And, what could possibly go wrong?
Isn't he the one
going up
canceled?
Yeah. He finally, they were blowing him shit, so he finally's like, This thing will kill you 10 different ways in a heartbeat. He wants to try, going up was okay, but it's coming down. Problem. Gravity's kind of a bit. Yeah. So he wants to.
He wants
to do it again in a balloon and prove that the Earth is flat, right?
And what did Einstein?
But,
what was Einstein's definition for insanity?
this guy.
Do it again in air balloons.
Mad Mike Hughes. He's going to do it again in an air balloon to prove that the Earth is flat. He's going to take it up 68 miles. Hopefully, he has an exit strategy this time. But first, he wants to run for governor. That's the best part of the story. First, he wants to run. For governor.
Why not? And did you say his name is Mad Mikey?
Yeah, Mad Mike.
Okay, all right. There you go. Okay, Mad Mikey.
Super genius. Not only is the Earth flat, I am going to prove it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Got to keep an eye on the clock here. Guy Lumbago standing by.
I'm excited.
The fuck?
Actually, you know what? Something about the year 2019, it just doesn't grip you. You know, an odd number year, you know?
Yeah.
2017, maybe, you know, but 2019 just doesn't, ring any bells.
Got nothing on 19, huh? Hey 19.
Yeah.
Oh man, should have played Hey 19.
Hey 19, yeah. There you go.
Fucking geez, what was I thinking over here?
Well, it's gonna be on Grenache. I'm writing it down right now. Maybe Elvis is gonna find a cover of Hey 19 for.
Now you're talking, boss. Okay. Moving right along. Naples, Florida. A Florida woman held up a U.S. Postal Service truck using a plastic gun. What's that?
Home place of the Mills Brothers, right?
Who is?
Naples.
Naples? No, Mills Brothers down there.
Oh, okay.
It's Lisa Cristatomo.
Cristatomo.
She held up a postal service truck with a plastic gun and stole one package and then fled on a tricycle. not a bicycle. Tricycle.
I just pictured Artie Johnson in a raincoat.
I like the cops put Chrysostomo stole one package and escaped via tricycle. Those are the facts. the pistol was later found to be a plastic fake.
Oh, Christ.
Now there is an explanation. While being cuffed, Chrysostomo yelled that she was God, okay? That voices were telling her to do things. So this is, you know, it's obviously a case of mistaken identity. Yeah.
What would Jesus do?
Yeah, exactly. He'd fuck out of there on his tricycle, man. You know.
Did it have one of those Jesus fish in the back of the tricycle?
Yeah, and a little bell that went ring, 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 ring.
There you have it. Now it makes sense.
What's happening, people in Florida, man? Something they're breathing down there? Something in the water? I don't know, man.
It's fucking nuts.
I mean, jeez. I mean, Ohio
is
all in.
It's gotta be the heat.
Could be the heat. Or could be the humidity. You never know. Yeah. All right. Well, here's one we should have had for the Dirty Show for Christmas Eve. This is a terrible story. We're count down to, I don't know, what do we got? 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
4.5 minutes. Something like that. Okay, this bodybuilder. He's one of them tattooed dudes. Got his whole body. He's like getting his whole body. He's got half his head and his neck and his chest and his arms and his legs and pretty much everywhere but his fucking face and the top of his bald dome. Okay? So this jamoke wants to tattoo his wiener. Yikes.
Jesus Christ.
So they used a rolling pin to keep his penis in position during a 4-hour tattoo session.
A rolling pin?
With a rolling pin.
Oh. Now I'm picturing the cat's wife. Whoa.
Well, they didn't whack him in the schmecky with the rolling pin. They just rolled. He says it wasn't too painful. He's used to the tattoo, you know, the pain of the tattoo. But he said it's...
Okay, how are you doing?
Oh, man.
It's your fucking
but there winner. Is a downside. There is a downside. His testicles swelled up 4 times their usual size once the deed was done.
Oh, well, okay. That's your downside?
Long ball Larry over here.
Oh, long ball Larry. Did they say what design he had on it?
Well, he's covered with these tribal looking deals, so I would figure he tribaled up as, you know,
okay.
Wandy.
All
He's got them all over his butt, all down his legs, on the back. Oh man, yeah. Amongst circus freaks, he's quite the dish. You know,
yeah,
good
that's
that fucking
sure.
guy works out. A great physique. You want to see this guy?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let me see this guy.
Send this guy in the chat.
This handsome dude.
Yeah, they don't show his pecker, gal. Sorry, but pretty much everything else. All you want.
I was thinking.
All you really want to see.
I was thinking of getting a tattoo of the cover of a Kit Kat chocolate bar package. Chicks love chocolate.
That's brilliant.
You know? Yeah. You know?
That's anything. Fucking brilliant, man. That's
how would you
brilliant.
Like to be the tattoo artist, man? Fucking doing this.
Aww.
Hey, where's the rolling pin? Where the fuck's the rolling pin?
Well, they got the one picture his wank is blurred out, and they got you can see the rolling pin.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we got a minute 30.
What a fucking right.
Little fucking New Year's fucking Eve, baby!
Well, here you go. Before we hit that time, I am going to light up a flying pig. A
good, my friend.
A Allegra Prevedo P52 flying pig.
That's a
$16 cigar.
That's a beautiful cigar plug, my friend.
Danny, though? That's what I'm going to light up at midnight. Got to get it
all
ready,
right, man.
Now.
Well, you've got less than 1 minute to go. Oh, you can feel it. You know, there's a whole bunch of possums out in my backyard.
Yeah.
Just waiting. Oh. Jeez. We got 30 seconds. We got 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, it's so exciting. You know, I just wet my pants.
We got the fireworks going off here. Did you get it over there?
Yeah.
Jackass.
Not yet.
We
ready?
Yeah. It's been going on for hours.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here it is.
That's it, second. There it is.
Album, seven, seven.
When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout, through the window I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. When I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat, I resolve to let the lady have her fill. And of course I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Jazz. Come on, Sir Frederick Jazz. Come on, boy.
When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet. I'll politely offer her my wifey seat. This is my New Year's resolution.
Hey, Judge Rock, how about your New Year's resolution?
When my mother says, come in, it's time to eat, and I keep on playing games out in the street, I resolve to rush right home now when I'm cold, 'cause my pop just bought a hairbrush and he's bald. This is my New Year's resolution. Hey, Doodle Fever, how about Professor Doodlebomb?
on the radio this year I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolved not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. My ears ruined revelations.
Spike,
how about Spike? In this coming year, I'm going to be discreet. Have the slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly and set his second movement off with TNT.
Great resolution. I like it.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That's something we could all
I actually
do.
Have. I don't think I'll be able to pull it off completely.
Uh-huh.
365 days. But I had this notion. I got a lot, you know, a lot of time on my hands. I'm skittle bowling a lot lately. I don't know, man. I guess I'm drinking less. I don't know what it is, but anyway, I'm gonna try to do a cartoon a day.
There you go.
Maybe post some on the Facebook.
Yeah.
Be fun. But then people will steal the ideas. I don't know. Let's see.
There
put a
go.
Copyright on it. That'll stop them.
I like it. Steal it.
But I thought it'd be fun to exercise the creativity that way, you know, and just try to come up with a new idea.
And you'll get noticed. Maybe get a gig in a magazine or something.
Ah.
It happens. Happens all the time.
I smoked them pipe dreams 30 years ago. Man, I used to be in the fucking paper. I was in every paper in town. There was an editor that was approached with my work and said, I don't want to use him. He's everywhere. Never could make it out of the small pond into the big poo, man. Shit.
I hear you.
Oh, well. You know what?
What's that?
I'd rather be small time, baby. Because you know what?
Uh-huh.
If I was big time, I wouldn't appreciate a meal like I got tonight, which they had beautiful beef. And oh, my God. Them people can cook. They made, that was all homemade stuff. That was at the winery, man.
Right.
They love me down there. What the fuck up? You know, it makes me feel weird. Like, what the hell? Vince from Penske over here. I was drawing good, and I think I'm on to something, man.
Yeah.
I had kind of a tummy ache one, a couple gigs ago. You know, before the gig, at home.
Yeah.
And I fixed a cup of. Oh, Happy New Year, everybody! By the way.
Yeah,
I
Happy New Year.
Fixed a cup of. No. What is it? Cinnamon hibiscus tea.
Okay.
And I drew brilliantly at the gig.
See,
tried it a second time. Worked again. Tried a third time. Worked again. Tried a fourth time. Worked. Come on to something here, man. Cinnamon hibiscus tea is the secret.
Well, you know what? Imagine what you'd be doing if you were drinking Cradle. Do the Cradle.
Masturbating more? Does it have any flavor?
Yeah. Extremely bitter.
Bitter.
Yeah, it's right off of a plant. No flavor to it.
Yeah. It just bitters up an already bitter drink, is what you're telling me.
Uh-huh.
I drink my coffee black because of you, and now you want me to put something bitter in the fucking shit? Jesus Christ, man. You're a fucking
don't
maniac
you like
over
coffee,
here.
Don't you like your coffee black? Now that you're drinking it.
Oh, shoot, man. I tell you, I did a little jobby, you know, and I was like, this little freelance thing. I said, well, meet me at Starbucks over here. I always figure Starbucks is a great place to meet because you can, there it is, you know.
Yeah.
It's Starbucks. And they got tables, you know, so you can wait and shit. And they don't mind if you loiter, as long as you're a white person. But no offense.
Well, but it's true. It's like Denny's.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting around for her. I was a little early, or she was a little late, actually. And I'm waiting around. So I go, I got a cup of coffee over there at the old Starbucks. That was the worst cup of coffee I've ever had in my fucking life, man. When they brew that with the dishwater? Jesus, God Almighty, on a cracker.
Oh, shit.
Come on. What is this shit?
I never had a Starbucks. Never had it.
Look at bullshit. Nah. I think I need a quickie to get over this, man.
Hey.
Quickie. Farts are absorbed in your body, and ipso facto, you're basically a walking fart. Okay? It's just common sense.
And that's not good.
Now, this is some weird shit, man. I just do another news dickie here before we get to the ultra fucking weird yodel. Okay?
Yes.
It's Chinese New Year's Day yodel. I think that's the name of it. Chinese New Year's Day.
It's
Cuckoo Yodel.
Year of the Golden Pig.
Golden Pig?
That's a little article my brother sent me. Year of the Golden Pig.
I like it.
And I'm smoking a flying pig right now, which is a damn good cigar.
I like it.
There you
I
go.
Like it.
It all ties in.
Yep. It always does on Possum Hour. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Is that true?
Flying pigs. I like it. Yeah, it's going to be the Chinese New Year's Day. It's the cuckoo. Cuckoo yodel.
All right. Cuckoo
they're,
yodel.
They're talking crazy talk in this thing. Cool. All right. Now, in the news, this is fucking Weirdo-rama. They have this shit. I mean, I got wind of one of these joints locally, and I was there, and I saw some stuff. Okay.
Uh-oh.
But I didn't see, like, you know, all the stuff. Maybe it was in another room. But anyway, in Berlin, they have a nightclub where guests frequently have sex on the dance floor.
Nice.
Well, the trouble is, now there's a kind of a bacteria scare, and people are coming away with bacterial meningitis. Not so good.
Well, you got to weigh it out. Take the good with the bad and everything.
What kind of Sodom and Gomorrah have we sunk to, man? I don't know. I guess if people... I'm a prude.
It's cool. It's cool as long as you don't mention the war.
Yeah, don't mention the war, especially when it's naked German. Naked German.
Oh, yeah.
They got a picture and they're all like, there's some naked topless broad there dancing around in the boot, the Kit Kat sex club. What the hell, man? Fucking who knew the Germans, you know? It didn't. They never seemed kinky to me.
They're a very fun race.
Apparently. They get naked and disco dance and get bacterial diseases off the dance floor. Who could ask for anything more? It says the guests are encouraged to have sexual intercourse. It's not a side. It's not like a side order. That's the main course at this Kit Kat sex club. You ever been to any of these joints, man? You ever been to anything?
Not at all.
I was at one that was. That was the place with the spank. It had the spanky spank stage.
Okay.
And nudity, but. There was one gal playing pool in a completely see-through dress, which was entertaining.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bouncy.
And then you go in, the bartender's this burly fucking guy with a beard dressed up in drag. Hey. You go, where the hell have I landed, man? You know, kind of, first time you go, you're like, whoa. And then the weird part is, it would disappear in the day. This place would disappear in the day. It was only there at night. You can only find it at night. I swear to God, I never saw it in the daylight. I've been there in the night.
Bring it soon.
Where the fuck's it go? I don't know.
It's like that Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
It's a meat shop or a meat factory.
I think they have to disappear because it's probably against the law.
Probably a travel and kink show.
Bacterial. I told this, chewing my cabbage twice. What the hell is funny? a nice set of boobs is standing there with her shirt off. I think she had electrical tape over the nips, though. Anyways, this guy is methodically attaching clothespins to the underside of these beautiful big boobs. And they're all connected on a string. It took him like 20 minutes, man. You know, you can't just like nyang, put a clothespin on a boob. You know, you gotta like ease it on there.
Oh yeah.
Not time for pain yet.
That's a fucking art form.
He's got like I don't know, 10 on each boob or something. I don't know, maybe 8 or 10. Ladies and gentlemen, the zipper. That's what he called it.
I go to school for that.
The zipper. The zipper. And he pulls the string and it goes. And that girl screams.
Oh,
grabs
yeah.
her boobs. Yeah. And I went, what the fuck did I just watch? Okay, Ford wants a yodel. Enough of the sex club. That was pretty weird. The zipper.
I tell you, I got to get out of it. I'm missing all this
Who
shit.
Who comes up with this shit, man? I don't get it, man. Yunz is all weird. All right, where is... Do I have a yodel? What is the yodel called? Ah! A Chinese!
Yodel!
音乐很巧妙的音乐，然后起初呢是两个音乐很不融合，后来通过一个小触
觉，你还是别说了，再有意思的事儿，给你一说，说的一点趣味都没有了。
好吧，
我们还是看吧。
对，看节目。
眼见为实，来，掌声欢迎二位。
好。
Oh,
来，让我们掌声有请我们的下一组表演嘉宾。
Ooh,
you got that.
Holy.
You got that right, Jack. Okay.
Wow.
It was just, I have no idea what the fuck they're talking about because they're Chinese, right? They're on stage with this lady, and they go, yada, gada, 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 and then the one guy's doing a beatbox, one guy's yodeling. What the fuck? That's an act. I'll tell you what. Sign those guys up. Put them in the review.
The dance floor with that one.
They're going to be in the spring follies. I'll tell you what.
I was digging it.
Guy was a hell of a yodeler. You gotta get him that much. So, anyway, New Year's resolutions. You got any?
I'm gonna try to rewire my brain. So, that should take some time. That should take about 15, 20 minutes.
Each meal work, eh?
Yeah. Exactly.
How so?
Yeah, try to get out more. Do different things. Things I don't like.
For the past 20 years,
I've been pushing people away.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, here I am, sitting all alone. You know, the thing I went to tonight, they invited me. You know, it's kind of an invitation. They paid me money, but, you know, it's an invitation. Kind of nice people. Anyways. You're welcome to bring, you know, your wife and any friends, you know. I don't have a family.
There's a reason why I want to go is to hook up.
I mean, I do, but they're doing other shit, man. They don't want to hang out with me on New Year's. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be a socialite.
I've seen my kids on New Year's in 15 years.
I hear you.
Well, I'm so glad that you're planning on that.
It's how far that goes. Like any other.
Well, I think you're just making a resolution. You know you can.
Well, I don't know, man.
Carry through it because you're already doing that.
I'm out the door. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. You're becoming more social.
Cradle
and you're becoming more of a wiseacre on the social media. I notice now and again over here. It's like, holy shit, what's he doing now? You get away with more shit than I do, though. I don't get away with anything. I don't.
That's because I'm the second nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Fucking Opie.
Yeah.
Bumped me right out of the head. The nicest
guy.
Well.
He looks anointed, you know?
Uh-huh.
So
you that's
just
true.
Got
that's true.
Yeah. Get that look.
You got that.
That is. So what do we got left here? Oh, we ought to do the get the fuck out of here thing.
Yeah.
Well, thanks you guys for ringing in the New Year's with me and all that. Because my original plan fell through, and then, you know, whatever the fuck. So.
Oh, what was that original plan?
Dang it.
But
Happy New Year, and Merry Christmas, Happy Halloween, Happy birthday, everybody, and a Merry St. Swithin's Day, my favorite. So,
that was
as long as nobody's left
working
out.
Out for you, Tom. We're 27 minutes into it. You all right?
Well, let me tell you. So far, I've kept to my diet.
There you go. All right, good.
Natties. And you guys
minutes,
up there in
this
the other time zones. You guys in the other time zones, take care, man, because, you know, 2019, to be honest, we're just trying to, you know, ease you into it because it's really shitty in here, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep, you got that,
holy
right.
shit, uh-huh. You wouldn't believe.
It's mayhem,
already.
I tell you.
Yeah, it's I believe in school they called that anarchy. But happy New Year. Yeah. Well, those I believe those end of the world commemorative plates are available in the lobby on your way out. Hey, thanks for coming to the show, everybody.
And sorry, but
and be sure
still present.
Be sure and tell your friends and call the neighbors and wake the kids
yeah.
and all that kind of shit. Because it's all good times in the Possum Lounge. Yeah. Yeah.
There's plenty of the dance floor.
When she says 90 seconds, I get scared. I hear that.
Yeah,
she says 90 seconds.
Mary Poppins fucking voice.
And I got to fucking beam out of here. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize!
I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I ain't gonna worry at all. Cause a life of worry is a burdensome thing. I'm gonna help myself a bottle. I'm gonna help myself a bottle. There's a jukebox down on a what you call street where the malts are mellow and tall. There's a doll down there who is clever and sweet. I'm gonna bake you that doll a call. I'm gonna help myself a bottle. Bring on the fun and the good times. I'm gonna live it up big tonight. I'm gonna hoop and a holler and a spend my dollar while the spark is a burning bright. Well, a rich man sleeps with his head on a gun and a watchdog out in the hall. But a cat like me has a barrel of fun because he ain't got to worry at all. And he has himself a bottle. A watchdog out in the hall. But a cat like me has a barrel of fun because he ain't got to worry at all. And he has his himself a bottle. I'm going to help him out myself a bottle. I'm going to help myself a bottle. Yeah.
Had to let that one run out, man. That was a giddy. Love that old fucking rockabilly there. Beautiful, beautiful music, beautiful music.
Not a bad show tonight.
Yeah, it's fun, man. Not a huge audience, uh-huh. but that's to be expected. I mean, you know, it is the cavalcade of losers, but hey, we're superior people. We just don't want to flaunt it.
That's right. That's right. Keep it under your hat.
It is weird, man. I suffer. Not. I don't think as bad as you, but I do. You know. I just have hard time socializing outside of the character of the caricature guy. You know, that guy is funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He. You know, when I'm drawing and stuff, I have plenty of things to say. And
you work as you're another person. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Weird. Oh well. Yee-gee. So anyway, that was the weirdest yodel yet, I think. I can't remember a yodel that was as fucking off the wall as that thing. But there's lyrics to it, so if you guys wanna look that up,
in Chinese, but there's lyrics.
I wonder if there's one New Year's Eve party, like party with more than one person in the room that turned on Possum Hour tonight to ring in the new year. I'm going to say no.
No.
I would say there were some total of none. There may have been two people in the room, but one of them was probably reading a book and had the headphones on. All right. You working tomorrow?
Nope.
Jan 1st, they closed?
Yeah, closed.
Get the fuck. Somebody actually closes the doors on a fucking holiday. Thank you.
I only worked at 2 o'clock today.
Nice. They closed at 2?
Well, they closed when I felt like it.
Yeah, closed early. Closed early, yep. New Year's Eve.
Actually,
stay the fuck home.
Three, but yeah.
Stay home and do what the fuck you want.
That's
New
right.
Year's goddamn day. Because 90% of people are hungover and don't want to look at you anyway.
Uh-huh. Got that right.
That's
I'm
so weird,
do
man. We're
food shopping tomorrow, man. I figure it's a good time to do a food shop.
Now, but when we were, you know, like, remember that when we were kids? Nothing was open on holidays or Sundays. Well, the drugstore, see, for us, the drugstore was open. The only thing open on Sunday, you could get the paper and a candy bar.
That's it.
You know. That's it.
I remember being drunk with my friends, and we were driving around trying to find a gas station open. Every now and again, you'll find a gas station open, but you got to really hunt it down.
Jeez, how old were you?
I was just 17.
When you were like 16? 16, 17?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess it was still like that when we were that age,
I mean, they were open, but you got to really, you had to go out and find it.
Yeah.
And you're running.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't until the 1980s where everything, there was a big competition and big force to keep things open 24/7. I mean, there weren't 24/7 joints, you know. In almost any town, you can find a 24/7 joint, except for Weston. There's nothing. There's nothing open during the day. They just kind of siesta most of the time.
That's the home of Harvey.
Yeah, look at Harvey Addicts. They think
Harvey.
About Harvey's.
Harvey's
classic days. And he came back. He was a pitching coach for the Pirates for many moons.
Oh, okay.
He had his thing, man, you know. All right, click that one in lieu of anything else. All right, well, might as well get the hell out of here.
Yeah, might as well.
Stick a fork in it. It's like I say, now, you know, I'm getting the Dunning-Kruger effect on my humor. Not as funny as I think either. You know, I'm neither as smart as I thought or as funny as I thought.
I feel the same way every time I try to write. I want to write a book, but I can't. Oh. I can't put it down.
Well, I think that's what my creative challenge about trying to do a cartoon idea a day, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying a finished cartoon, but like a good idea, you know, one good idea sketched out.
A good practice or something,
You know, something. I already have day one done and day two, because day one led to day two, but, you know, think ahead. That's the thing. And now it gets your brain going, you know. What's a cartoon, you know. So when I see something, so there might be a lot of Bobo things. I might put them up just because, you know. People love Bobo humor, except for 32% of the population. All right. Tommy. Have fun tomorrow, man. I don't know, you don't watch football, do you? You're not a football guy.
Nah.
Me neither.
Even though we're in the playoffs.
I don't think the Steelers are doing too good. Post, but I don't care. It's not my thing, man.
Who the fuck?
Yeah. All right, man. Well, Happy New Year, dude. And I guess
Happy
we'll
New Year.
Stick a fork in the Deadpool. We'll have the Friday will be the death of the Deadpool. No, I don't know. Why rub it in? Let it die a silent.
Well, make that one of your cartoons. Is that the Deadpool? Post it on the Deadpool page.
There's an idea. Now, see? There's an idea.
There you go.
There is an idea. That's the thing about ideas. They're out there. You just have to think of them and then say them and then write them the fuck down. That's the important part. Jesus Christ. Oh, I've probably cured cancer, you know, but I didn't write it down.
Uh-huh.
Had so many good ideas that I couldn't. What? Now I had the who with the thing? Wait a minute. Or was the other way around? And drinking doesn't help. So, you know. All right, man. Here it is. I forgot about this. This is the ending tune. This is actually a 9-minute, 3 minutes you'll never get back. That I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. Anyway, come on, Tommy. There it is. All right. Well, don't take any wooden nickels.
Nope.
And write if you find work.
There you go.
And hang by your thumb.
I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!